I have some early memories up to the age of 12 from when we lived at Holham and connections with Withernsea. My father was a farmer. He had been married earlier, and then my mother came to help on the farm and us children resulting. My dad was born, apparently, I've only just recently found out, at Out Newton, but I've never known exactly where. He rented several farms before he met my mother, around Out Newton and Wellick and Skefflin, but he owned the one at Holham. It was called Hill Farm Holham. The land was very spread out. Some was up Patrington Road, some down the lane past Paxton's shop, and some on the road to Withernsea. And I had an auntie, his sister, living in Withernsea, and she, I remember, delivered the milk that my father supplied off the farm, and delivered it with a pony and trap, and the pony was called Tommy. The house is still there, a pair of houses up on the hilltop there, very much changed, but I still recognise it and have some old photographs that I levered very reluctantly from my mother. She doesn't like talking much about Holham, so unfortunately she won't help as much. My father's wife, first wife shall we say, was called Kitty Randall. She still lived in Holham, but I never knowingly knew her. If I met her, I wouldn't have known. I was very interested in horses at a young age. Being on a farm, that was very nice and helpful. I had several early experiences with donkeys from Withernsea Beach that we just used to keep for the winter, and I believe they were owned by people called Shaws. The first real nice pony I remember owning was Negma, and I went to Withernsea Show doing Charles Best Pony with her. Her name was Star, but Negma was the Arabic name. I also was always accompanied by a very lovely little dog called Rover, who had two homes and I didn't know, and he used to disappear for ages and I thought I'd lost him, but he went back to his original home and then come back to us. I suffered with some very bad health when I was a child. They didn't know it then, but I suffered from smoking, passive smoking, because my dad was a very heavy smoker and always smoked in the house and always smoked in the car. And I had very bad asthma, and I used to go to school with a little box, maybe about 6 inches long, with an inhaler. I poured some liquid in and had a very bad schooling because of it, because I didn't hardly attend 50% of the time. But I do remember walking from home across a little paddock to the little village school. I remember the big pot-bellied stove in the middle, and I have a photograph of it when we was having a party. There was only two rooms, and there's a lot of people in there I remember, and I see my brother in there and Mrs. Redhead there helping out, and she used to run the Stundy school parties, but on this occasion she was helping out in the school. I can see a very close friend of mine called Tippy Paxton that I have spoken to on the phone recently, but I must meet up with him. And I have some wonderful photographs of him at village shows with his ices. I also remember sometimes how cold it was in that little village school, and us boys still had our hobnail boots on all day. Not to keep us warm, but that's where we went, what we went in. Then I moved to the junior school, of course, in Withernsea, and then consequently to the high school. I've one very big regret. I never went up the lighthouse. Walked past it every day, went to the little shop underneath it, getting our sherbets for a small amount. I remember we used to change a silver threepenny bit. However, then there's the little show where Tippy was with his ices. I was dressed up as a jockey. Emotionally, I didn't have a very happy childhood because of this asthma, but we were clothed very well, and maybe a little bit of show off and prestige on my mother's part. Used to clothe us extremely well, but other